the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A lot of holiday travelers will have more bad weather to contend with today. There were thousands of flight delays and cancellations yesterday, and FlightAware reports there are already 757 delays and 63 cancellations today. This woman has had a horrible time at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
We have a connecting flight here from DFW to Tokyo for our second anniversary, and it's been delayed 12 times.
Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas are under tornado watches again this morning. CBS's Katie Weiss is in Houston.
The Texas governor has issued an emergency declaration and has activated emergency responders, including swift water rescue teams.
There were at least three twisters in the Houston area yesterday. They caused some damage, but no injuries. President Biden will spend the next few days in St. Croix.
The president has taken this trip to St. Croix every year for the New Year's holiday. St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands is a mere 84 square miles, where the first family is expected to relax and stay largely out of view. Multiple family members are expected to join Biden and the First Lady in what will be the president's final vacation trip before he leaves office. It will not, however, be his final trip as president. Next month, he plans to travel to Italy, where he will meet with Pope Francis, along with Italy's prime minister and president. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train in Brooklyn is due in court this morning. CBS New York's Mary Calvey has more.
Investigators say the still unidentified woman was sleeping when 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda used a lighter to set her clothes on fire last Sunday. Zepeda, a Guatemalan citizen who ICE officials say entered the U.S. illegally, appeared in court yesterday where he's facing murder and arson charges. Mayor Eric Adams is now pushing for federal charges in this case.
Police still aren't sure what the attacker's motive was. Ukraine is sending food to Syria. CBS's Cammy McCormick says it's a humanitarian gesture after the fall of the Assad regime.
Ukraine is a global producer and exporter of grain. This first batch of wheat flour is already on its way to Syria. It's part of a humanitarian effort in coordination with the World Food Program. Ukraine has said it wants to restore relations with Syria. During the Assad regime, Syria imported food from Russia.
CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us people are gobbling up lottery tickets again today.
Tonight, there's another shot for the Mega Millions jackpot, which has grown to more than $1.1 billion. That's the fifth largest prize in the game's history. The cash option is at more than $500 million.
If you want to press your luck on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 20, Dow futures down 133. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit and run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz from Wales has been charged with hit and run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. Division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
I am halfway through my 20s and I am done. Oh my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it. I'm like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future. And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet. There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again.
Hey, I take umbrage with that crack, don't date a DJ. I don't think that's nice at all. My guests are Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis. They wrote the book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. We're talking about some of the stories in there. Before we begin, we talked about that Frank Lloyd Wright Tower at SC Johnson here in Racine, and you didn't know if it was open for tours. Remember that?
Right.
Well, I have an answer for you. Dave Mack, who's our 4th District Alderman, he also gives tours of SC Johnson. He wrote back, yes, you can tour it. The SC Johnson tour consists of the Frank Lloyd Wright designed administration building and the research tower, third floor and third floor mezzanine. And I hope I'm saying this right, the Fortaleza, I don't know, I'm mispronouncing that word, hall. But yes, you can tour it. So there you go. We got an answer for you.
Good.
Yeah.
So recall every copy of that book and handwrite in, yes, you can tour it.
Keep us busy.
I'm going to send my copy back to you. I want you to fix that. Anyway, so okay. We're talking about some of the obscure things around our state. This is all Wisconsin. But before we get to your favorite ones, and I think, what do you have, like 168 stories in this thing? I think it's a lot. Something like that?
There's 84.
84?
And one of the things that we love about that is that each one comes with at least one and sometimes up to 3 color pictures.
Yes.
Because we're big.
Yeah. There were pictures for everything in there. And when my wife was reading it to me last night, she said, here's a picture. It was like grammar school where they hold up the book and they show you the picture.
That's funny, though, because we're road trippers. That's what we do. That's what we love. But Christy does that. When we go on a road trip, she usually has a book or two, and she reads the highlights, and so we all get to hear it.
You know, I was about to say, before we have like a quarter of a second delay on this phone. That's why we talk over one another. My wife and I are road trippers as well, and before COVID, we used to travel the whole country. We took a week off and just headed out, but she planned out every possible moment of the trip. So instead of going from A to B, we went from A to B to D to E to F to G. We stopped at all these places. And there's a lot going on in this country that people don't know about. And it's a lot of fun things to do. And if you want to take some day trips or weekend trips around Wisconsin, here it is. I have to talk to about two more of mine, then we could talk about yours. Let's talk about the bubbler. Now, the reason I bring that up is in 1980, when I first moved here, my daughter was newborn, and she was sick. I went to the doctor, and they said, I need a drink of water. Where's your water fountain? She goes, the bubbler's down the hallway. I said, yeah, but I want the water fountain. Yeah, the bubbler. I said, what's a bubbler? I had no idea what she was talking about. So let's talk about, is that just a Wisconsin thing?
It is. That's so funny because Christy is from the Madison area. I am from the South, but I got here as fast as I could. And but when we met, we've been married for over 29 years. But when we met, she was talking about a bubbler. And I'm just like, what in the world is a bubbler? Why do you call it that? It was just the weirdest thing. I'm like, that is just weird. So that's funny.
But it's not just Wisconsin. We would like to think that it is, but parts of Australia use the term bubbler. And so does Rhode Island.
Well, when I go to Australia, then I'll know what they're talking about, right?
That's right.
And the capital has an old bubbler on their grounds. And I've seen firsthand now, why I think they call it, there's the round ball that the water comes over, which I've never seen anywhere else in the world.
Well, my first bubbler was at the doctor's office, and I didn't know what that nurse was talking about. And I went down the hallway and he said, well, here's the water fountain. Where's the bubbler? What is she talking about? Hey, I want to get to this story because my wife and I did a weekend trip to Door County. And we're driving by. We see these goats on the roof of this restaurant. And I said, what is that? And now I know because I read it in your book. Let's talk about the goats on the roof.
Well, that's kind of funny. You know, that a lot of people do know about that in Wisconsin, but they don't see it. But that's one of the wonderful things about Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is quirky. We have lived all over the country and have been all over the world. And, you know, Wisconsin has by far got to be the quirkiest state. So at Al Johnson's, they have the goats on the roof. They're seasonal, but they have their own goat squad and they send them up. And, you know, they eat the grass and hang out. And every day they bring them in and take them out.
But they only work from 9 to 3.
I know.
And they're divas. They're very, very, I don't even know the word for it, princesses, because they won't work if the weather isn't pristine for them.
Well, they're union. The union goats.
That's probably it. Yeah,
they have a union contract with the restaurant. They can only go up there certain days. But you can see if you go to Door County. I think you said it was in what bay is it? Sister Bay, Sister Bay. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see them. You drive by down the street, and my wife said, "Look on the roof." I said, "Whoa, there's goats up there." I didn't expect it. I didn't know what to look for. Let's talk about some of your favorite stories in the book "Secret Wisconsin: A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure."
So you're close to Kenosha, and we love that area. And
there's a thing in Kenosha. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but you can get Friday fish fry, but in the morning.
So Friday morning fish fry.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
It's at Oliver's Bakery, and starting at 7:30 in the morning, people actually line up to get their fish and shrimp. So you can go and get a donut and your fish fry. Now, it doesn't come with coleslaw and fries and all of that stuff, but you can get a side of donut.
Well,
I just thought that was a really, really unique thing. I've never seen a Friday morning fish fry.
Well, that's good if you work in third shift and you just get home from work and you want dinner and you got the fish fry right there in Kenosha.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Now we asked the owner, because we're like, well, how long has this been going on and why? How did it start? And she said, well, I don't really know. I I've worked here and owned this for over 40 years, and we've always done it that way. So, and most of the fish and shrimp is pre-order, and so it's taken. So if you walk in, you might get some, you might not, you know, but they do a whopping business with people lined up out the door every Friday morning. It's one of those quirky things that we found out about, and we're like, no, we have to go check this out. So we drove down there just to check it out, and yeah, it's true, and it's very good.
Well, there's another donut story in your book. We read last night the Paul Bunyan Cook Shanty in Wisconsin Dells, where people come in and just buy the donuts.
Yes, because, I mean, we've eaten there, and the donuts are incredible. And that's what people know is the donuts. But the thing that's quirky about that is, you know, Wisconsin's big old lumberjack, you know, back in the 1800s and early 1900s. So, but the donuts were a staple of... So it's true, they were a staple of the lumberjack camp. Every morning the cooks had donuts, and sometimes they would even bring them out to the woods where the men were working. When they brought their lunch out, they would bring donuts too. So that's why they do it, and they really are incredible donuts.
Have you had any of those?
I went there years and years ago when my daughter was little, but if it's food, I probably had it. I don't usually...
Yeah, they're donuts.
Yeah, no, I don't remember if I had their donuts there. I did eat breakfast there, though. I know that. We're going to take a quick break on the other side. I know we said we're going to talk about your stories, but I know I promised that. We'll talk. We'll get your stories in there. Do you have anything in the book about that flagpole in Sheboygan? Did you ever see that flagpole?
No.
It's the tallest flagpole in America. My wife and I were there. We stopped by there. This thing is huge. The flag weighs over 250 pounds and has to be replaced every 3 months. It's a hollow flagpole for men and women, whoever work there, to go up and down to do the flag. You do it from the inside. And it's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Well, you got to look it up. It's the biggest flagpole in the... I'll send you pictures. I'll email them to you. I'll text them to you. The biggest flagpole in America, and it's in Sheboygan. It's an insurance.
Yeah, we,
go ahead.
It's on the Acuity. Is that the?
Yes, Acuity. Okay. That's it. That's the one. The insurance company owns it. Yep.
Have you seen the mashed potato or the potato masher yet?
No.
The world's largest potato masher.
No, but hold that thought.
Okay.
I know I said I was going to get to your favorite one, so I promise I will. We're talking to Tom Mattis and Christy Flick Mattis, who wrote the book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. More coming up for you in just a moment. But first, hey, look who's here. Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
And we're talking for another few minutes to Tom Manis and Christy Flickmanis. They wrote the book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Now, I did promise you'd get some of your stories in there. Give us a couple of yours now, and I won't bring up any more of mine. So go ahead.
So we're not really supposed to say they're our favorites, but this one really is probably my favorite one in the entire book. In Janesville, there's the Cozy Inn. It's above an Irish pub. And let me add, too, that before I get into this, we wrote the book because we want people to get out and see things. Take a road trip. And so there's something close to you no matter where you're at in the state. We made sure that we put stuff around the entire state so somebody has something close to you. And so if you want to experience everything in the book, it will only cost you $64.80. Because we like cheap and low cost because, you know, to be honest, I mean, it's expensive for families to get out and do things. So on that same note, the Cozy Inn in Janesville, we called it the traveling egg rolls because it's the egg rolls are a two-a-day recipe. And people will travel when they come back to Janesville from all over the country and they will bring a cooler and they'll order ahead of time 30, 40, even 100 egg rolls at a time, and they'll take them back on the plane, in a cooler, or in the car, wherever they're going. So that got our attention. We thought that was kind of quirky, right? But the Cozy Inn started. It's the second oldest Chinese restaurant in the nation that's been at the same location. So it's been there for over 100 years, and it started when the owner, now owner's mom, she was a popular Chinese chef at several Milwaukee restaurants. She wanted to open her own Chinese restaurant. So about the Cozy Inn in Janesville. And then the son, who him and his wife, they run it now. And it tells you how old he's been. He's been there. They're getting ready to retire soon. But he grew up there as a kid, him and his brother. But if you go in, it's so cool because it's got the same benches when they open. It's got an old phone booth from the 20s, old wooden phone booth. People go in there and they still make phone calls because it's so quiet and it's silent. And, of course, you know, you want to get the selfie. But the other thing about that, too, is the owner's dad was one of the six Chinese survivors from the Titanic.
Whoa.
And he was the last rescued from the wreckage. He was the last person rescued. They found him floating on a big piece of wood. Many say that it was one of the stateroom doors. And James Cameron, who made the movie Titanic.
Right, yeah.
He made a documentary about the story called The Six. So there's a lot of depth there, and there's a lot of things there. But the egg rolls are important. And if you want to try an egg roll, it's $2.35. And the $2.35 comes into play with the entire book, to experience the entire book, of $64.80.
So if you wanted to do everything in this book, $64 and...
80 cents.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, that doesn't include, like, if you want to buy a donut at Oliver's Bakery or, but
you know, in donations, most of the stuff in the book is free.
So here's something else for your next book. Downtown Racine, again, I pass it every day, is the Racine Art Museum. It's called the RAM, Racine Art Museum. One time it was a bank, and it was a bank that was robbed by John Dillinger. He took a hostage from the bank, and in the movie with Johnny Depp, they even talk about the bank he robbed in Racine. And it's right. And the building's still there. It's the Racine Art Museum today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Now, we have, we'll add it to our list. We have over 500 things for our second edition, which we don't know when that's coming yet, but our next book is Historic Wisconsin Roadsides is going to be released on April 1st.
No joke.
No joke.
That's tough to do something on April 1st. We were going to change the format back in 1991, change the format of our FM station here, and they wanted to do it April 1st. They said, oh, no. No one's going to believe it. So do it April 2nd. Hey, you guys are great. We're going to have you back, and your new book is coming out April 1st.
Yes.
So let me know about that, because I want to have you back to promote that book as well. But we're going to have you back because there's so much, 80 some odd stories in this book, and we just did a couple of them, not even 10 of them. Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis. Christy's an original Wisconsin native, and Tom is a transplant from down south. Where down south?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, Asheville, okay.
Outside of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
I rescued him down there.
What's that?
I rescued him.
Y'all. I tell people I lived in Atlanta, y'all. Okay. Hey, guys, hold on the line. Hold on, don't go anywhere, okay? And okay. By the way, you can get this book anywhere you get books. You get it at your local bookstore, Amazon, and any chain bookstore. You can get it all, but you guys recommend go to your local bookstore to try to buy it first. And see if they can get it for you. Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis. Hey, guys, hold on, okay? Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you for just a second. It's 728, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, and Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. By the mid-17th century, it had gotten way out of hand in England. The authorities had no choice but to consider making it against the law. As far as anyone knew, it had never been banned before anywhere. And if the British government did make it illegal, would enforcement be feasible? According to the observers upon whose written recollections history is based, this suspect something had often led to rioting in the streets, had even caused church services to be invaded by unruly mobs. Abomination, prostitution, profanity, the Puritan authorities called it. And at last, in 1652, by an official act, it was abolished. Again, in England, it was strictly legally taboo beginning in 1652. And yet, as today's law enforcement agencies have difficulty restricting the use of certain drugs, British authorities of more than 300 years ago found the prohibition of one public habit to be almost impossible. I think we can say this: after 1652, it was no longer visible. It was as much of today's drugs and gambling and pornography and prostitution driven underground. That is, it still happened, just not openly. 7 years later, in 1659, it was outlawed in the New World of New England. According to this legislation, designed for preventing disorders arising in several places within this jurisdiction, offenders would be fined. A penalty more harsh, quite probably any penalty at all, would perhaps have been unnecessary in these staunch Puritan surroundings, for indeed, as stated in the New England law of 1659, such an offense was to the great dishonor of God. What adds to the fascination of these historical footnotes is that apparently the aforementioned offense was an offense in no other place and at no other time in all history. I say apparently, for such research could be endless, and yet we've explored the customs and laws past and present of Russia and China and Japan and Europe and Africa and South America. We can't find it anyplace. Prohibited. Nowhere can we find a tradition enforced or a law on the books like those of Old England and New England 300 years ago. Anywhere else at any time in recorded history, you could have gotten away with it. But not there, not then. It was legally prohibited in England for 8 years, between 1652 and 1660, and it was prohibited for 22 years, between 1659 and 1681, in the New World. Remember that. It was prohibited in our New World. Yet so powerfully was this practice protested in the land that was to become the United States of America that the effects of its suppression were to be felt for two centuries more. In the early 1900s, no student at the Boston Latin School could have told you what it was. And still in 1847, no New England college would officially recognize its existence, a condition perpetuated throughout the professional community of Boston until 1856, and throughout the public academic community of that city until 1870. And yet, despite the one-time threat imposed by colonial legislation, despite the distant cries of paganism, like our contemporary consternation over commercialization, Americans simply could not, still cannot kick the habit of it, of observing Christmas. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another Paul Harvey rest of the story this afternoon, 12:05, with Dan Marcus. And to learn how your business could be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:32. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on here in town. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A January 6th funeral in Colorado has been planned for George Petak. Racine was home to the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away this week at the age of 75. A Waukesha County judge has set a $750,000 bond for the alleged hit-and-run driver that killed a tow truck driver on Christmas Eve. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz is charged with hit-and-run resulting in death following the fatal incident on 994. Sponholz allegedly hit and killed Hussein Farhat, a Chicago tow truck driver who was assisting a disabled vehicle. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas. He's got a preliminary hearing set for early February. With wrapping paper still filling garbage cans, the city of Racine is getting a jump on their Christmas tree removal effort. The special collection service starts January 6th and runs for 2 weeks. To have the city take your tree, decorations have to be removed and it's got to be on the curb on the same day as your collection. Racine's Pearl Street facility offers free disposal services after the January 17th deadline. The city of Kenosha usually sets up tree drop-off sites at city parks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farmers are feeling the effects of PFAS chemicals. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday morning. These are the substances that are found in nonstick cookware and firefighting foam, among other things. The American Farm Bureau Federation says PFAS, otherwise known as forever chemicals, are polluting the land and water. Director of Government Affairs Courtney Briggs says, unfortunately, a farm could be held liable for that contamination through no fault of their own.
I think a lot of people scratch their heads saying, well, what does this have to do with agriculture? We don't use PFAS chemicals. It's true, we don't. But because it's traveling through the water, and we know that PFAS likes to stick to organic matter, so a PFAS chemical, man, do they love soil. So we're seeing contaminated farm fields. We're seeing water supply that is given to livestock operations contaminated with PFAS. This is affecting agriculture. The problem that we have is that the Biden administration has finalized a rule that would open farmers up to being liable for PFAS contamination through no fault of their own.
Courtney Briggs says that with a new administration coming in, the American Farm Bureau Federation will advocate for protections for farmers so that they are not held liable for PFAS contamination when it wasn't their fault. Stick around for a look at your market update.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From Chicago, markets are fairly quiet after the holiday break. 2025 corn is sitting neutral at 441 and three quarters. 2025 new crop soybeans are down a half a penny at 1009 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is trading down 2 cents at 557 and a half. Looking at our Class 3 milk contracts, the January contract is trading up a penny at 1963 a hundredweight. And the February contract is up 2 cents at 1990. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. Turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then... yeah.
It's 7:38 at WRJN. Now, normally at this time, I have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters on the line with us. However, he's on vacation. He's visiting family somewhere in America, and he wanted to do it live. And I said, "Now, spend time with your family." But he did record some information for us here. And Brett's going to give us the weekend, actually give us last weekend's box office totals over the Christmas holiday to see what the top films were.
It's going to be a wonderful holiday season at the movies. This past week, the top five went like this. Homestead, the new release from Angel Studios, took in $6 million. At number four, it was the movie that's been number one for the past three weekends. Moana 2 took in $13.1 million and was just barely edged out by Wicked, which came in at number three with $13.5 million. Heading into the weekend, we expected a battle between the two newcomers of Mufasa the Lion King and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. One of the two movies ended up running away with the box office. Mufasa the Lion King came in second with $35 million, while Sonic the Hedgehog 3 came in at $62 million to take the box office crown. The Sonic the Hedgehog series has now positioned itself as one of the most popular video game franchises of all time. You can expect that both of these movies will play strong throughout the next few weeks, in addition to the new movies that are being released, including Nosferatu, A Complete Unknown, Baby Girl, and The Fire Inside. There are so many great movies available to go see during this holiday season. Pick a few out and go have a great time at the movies.
And speaking about those new movies, let's talk about them.
Well, we've got four new movies, and they're all spectacular. Nosferatu is the first one. This is an R-rated horror movie, and horror fans have been waiting for this one for quite a while. Robert Eggers, who brought us The Lighthouse and The Northmen, directs this gothic tale. It's about the obsession between a young woman and a vampire that's infatuated with her, causing untold horror in its wake. This one has a 91% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and is definitely a good one. The next one is A Complete Unknown. Last year, Timothée Chalamet showed us his musical skills by playing Wonka, and this year he plays a young Bob Dylan. It's New York, it's the early 60s, and a young Bob Dylan has arrived in New York. This is the true story of his rise to being one of the most iconic singer-songwriters in history, and this one's also certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. The next movie is Baby Girl. Now, make no mistake about it, Baby Girl is not a kid's movie. It's an erotic thriller starring Nicole Kidman as a CEO that puts her career and family on the line when she begins an affair with a younger intern. And the final movie, it's a little bit under the radar, but it's a good one. It's The Fire Inside. And this has a 95% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's the story of Clarissa T-Rex Shields, a boxer from Flint, Michigan, who trained to become the first woman in our country's history to win an Olympic gold medal in the sport. We had this as our mystery movie a few weeks back, and everyone loved it. As I mentioned, this might not be on our radar, but it will not disappoint you. There are so many movies to go see this holiday season. Go pick a few out and have a great time with your families at the movies and enjoy watching something on that big screen. This past weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 beat out Mufasa the Lion King to win the box office crown. It took in $62 million to Mufasa the Lion King's $35 million. And truthfully, we should have seen this coming because Sonic the Hedgehog is one of the most successful video game franchises in movie history. If you look at the top five video game-based movies, you'll see that Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 take two of those spaces. At first, you have the Super Mario Brothers movie that brought in $575 million. In second, you have Sonic the Hedgehog 2 with $191 million. At third was 2022's Uncharted with $149 million. At number four was Sonic the Hedgehog, the first one, with $147 million. And at number five, you had Pokemon Detective Pikachu with $144 million. Let's just say this much. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is already at number 17 in position and gaining ground. It will surely be up into the top 10 by this next week. Lots of things are going on for Sonic the Hedgehog, and you know what? We're going to see another one, because right before last weekend's release of the movie, you had another Sonic the Hedgehog already greenlit. Paramount Pictures announced that they're in development of Sonic the Hedgehog 4, and that was ahead of the third movie hitting theaters. The studio is eyeing a spring 2027 release for the latest installment of the series, and frankly, not much is known yet. We don't know who's directing the film, we don't know who's writing the film, and we don't know any plot details, but what we do know is we're going to see Sonic the Hedgehog 4 in spring of 2027. You know, we're coming up on the holiday season, and there's so many movies out there. There's so many opportunities to go see things on the big screen. But a lot of people get a little nervous because, frankly, movie theaters will be busier. People are off, and they're looking to go do things for entertainment. And movie theaters are one of the number one things that people go out and do to see a movie for entertainment. Now, this is not a commercial, but let me share with you some things that I do with my family to save money and to help with the lines during any busy times at the movies. The first is buy your ticket in advance. This is a great method because not only do you get your tickets in advance, but you get to choose the seat that's right for you. In addition, if the time doesn't work out for you, don't worry about it. Your ticket purchase is refundable up to 30 minutes before showtime. So make your plans now and make those purchases. The second thing that a lot of people don't know about it is you can buy your concessions and food in advance. Marcus Theaters has a system called Bites Online. You can access it in the Marcus Theaters mobile app or online at marcustheaters.com/order. You can put in what time you want to have your food ready and you can pick it up. This avoids the lines at the theater. The third thing I recommend to people is get ready to take some pictures. It's the holiday season. There's a lot of different displays in your local theater. Movie studios are looking to get in front of everyone with their new pictures and to get eyeballs on them. So there's lots of things in the lobby. Bring your cameras and get ready to take some selfies. Another thing I always tell people is the holiday times are a time to see movies either early or late. And that's because movie theaters are anticipating big crowds. So they're up and open much earlier and much later. Movies are going to start around 9 a.m. And if you come at 9 a.m., the crowds are a little bit lighter. And if you're like me, if you're an early riser, my son gets me up every morning at 7 a.m., this is great. You can knock out a movie before lunchtime and perhaps even see a second one in the afternoon. Another tip I'll give for everyone is the bar is open and they'll serve you food. There's a Take Five Lounge at the Marcus Renaissance Cinema, and it's a great place to stop in before a movie. And in fact, they'll serve you the entire menu there along with your drinks. You can go early, you can enjoy a meal, including our Sphero's famous incredible pizza, and you can watch a game on the huge, giant 15-plus foot screen there at the Take Five Lounge. And my last tip for everyone is just make sure you get into your movie and don't miss the great Marcus trailer. We have a very unique experience having a third-generation Marcus family member in Greg. He has a great personality, and you'll see a new trailer from him every month or so. So these are a couple things that you can do just maybe to enhance your experience at the movies, but also save money and make it just a quicker experience. As I mentioned, it is a wonderful time to go see a movie. There is something for everyone. Go check out a movie and don't miss out on some great entertainment.
You know, I'm wondering if you go to the 9 a.m. show, if you can pick up some scrambled eggs and bacon there. Do they serve breakfast at the theater? My wife and I and our son just saw A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie with Timothée Chalamet. I got to tell you, it was great. I don't care if you grew up in that era or not. Bob Dylan set the course for music in the early 60s to mid 60s. And it's more about him going from folk to electric. As a matter of fact, if you look at the credits, the book it's based on is Bob Dylan Goes Electric. It's very good. Timothée Chalamet does a great job as Bob Dylan. Everybody in the movie's great. Edward Norton as Pete Seeger. Who knew? I mean, he could sing and everything. And Timothée Chalamet does all his own singing in the film. So I highly recommend that. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan story. Good, good movie. I love movie theater. I've been going to movies my entire life. I can remember every movie and what theater I've seen it at. My entire life. You name me the movie, I'll tell you if I've seen it, and I'll tell you where I saw it. I just said that's my superpower. What can I tell you? Okay, Brett Hoffman coming back on next Friday. He'll be here live. I didn't want him ruining his vacation, his Christmas vacation, so I said we'll record some stuff, get it done, and then we'll talk live next Friday, and that's what we did. It's 7:48, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain today in the forecast. Highs near 44, rain tonight, lows 43. Cloudy with a high near 47 tomorrow, Sunday. Chance of rain again with a high near 43. Right now, cloudy and 43 degrees, some fog too at Radio Park. 7:48 right now.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Now.
That's Neil Diamond. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. 7:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, the average family has 300 fights every year, and they're over stupid little things, too. These are the top five stupid little things we fight over. 300 of them a year. Kids refusing to put down gadgets and talk. The TV being too loud. People not being ready to go on time. Oh, yeah. Leaving too many lights on. And slamming doors. I'll add one more. Who finished the ice cream and put the empty container back in the freezer? That always starts a fight, huh? Oh, yeah. 7:54, friend of distinction. Lover, let me be lonely. 7:57, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. In about a little less than an hour from now, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, get the lowdown on the weekend sports at about 8:50 this morning. Well, according to an infectious disease expert, you don't need to shower more than twice a week. A poll found 53% of Americans shower more than five times a week, 25% shower three to four times, 15% shower twice a week, and 8% only shower once a week. I think you might know who is showering only once a week in your office. It might become apparent as soon as you walk into the room.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me
frowned. You'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl.
I was going to say Brooke Benton. No, it's Brent Wood. Give me the little sign. It's 8 o'clock, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. And if you're tired of the human race and you want to get away from people, how about this? A woman in Spain spent 500 days alone in a cave with no human contact and says she loved it. It was an experiment to study our internal clock and how we react to extreme isolation. Well, if you don't like people, I guess that's something to consider. It's 8 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and
this is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Michael Wallace. Tornado watches are up again today in the South after some destructive twisters spun their way across southeast Texas yesterday. CBS's Katie Weiss is in hard-hit El Campo.
For residents of this southwest Houston neighborhood, minutes of